Welcome to the world today. My name is Frank Weltner. I am the librarian for JewWatch, the largest compendium of information about Jewish organizations and news on the internet today. In addition, I am the librarian and archivist for a new website, www.americanussr.com, which is already the largest compendium of history concerning the negative aspects of the United States of America, which the CIA, FBI, the presidency, the Congress, and all other agencies of the United States want you to know nothing about. Welcome to the world today, December 4th, 2011. My name is Frank Weltner. A vulture tagged by scientists at Tel Aviv University has strayed into Saudi Arabian territory and caused a furor. Once there, it was promptly arrested on suspicion of being a Mossad spy. Now, mind you, this was not a person, this was a vulture that flew over into the Saudi Arabian territory. The bird was found in a rural area in the country wearing a transmitter and a leg bracelet bearing the words Tel Aviv University. Although these tags generally indicate that the bird was part of a long-term research project into migration patterns, residents and local reporters told Saudi Arabia's Al-Waim newspaper that the matter seemed to be a Zionist plot. The accusations went viral, with hundreds of posts on Arabic language websites and forums claiming that the Zionists had trained these birds for espionage. The Sinai regional governor last month suggested that a shark that killed and maimed tourists on its Red Sea port may have been intentionally released by Israeli agents in order to sabotage the country's tourist industry. What is being said about the Mossad throwing the deadly shark into the sea to hit tourism in Egypt is not out of the question, but it needs time to confirm, Mohammed Abdel Fadil Shusha said, according to The Sun. Well, you see, it's laughable, but there might be some truth in it. That's what's really sick, is that you see a story like this and it's hilarious. It's hilarious. I mean, is a hawk really a spying for Israel or a vulture? Was a shark thrown into the sea around Egypt to undermine their tourist industry? This shows you what happens when you have all sorts of problems between two countries or two civilizations. The atheist Jews of Israel, who are European satanic type people, who basically are there because of the Rothschild banking empire that purchased land in that area just to bring his people there and to give them a country, because the man, you know, obviously had too much money to spend and too much time on his hands, and that's what he decided to do with his life, was, among other things, to start a Jewish country, something which is opposed to the total demeanor of countries around the world, in that all other countries are kicking the Europeans out of their areas, not inviting them in, and these Jews that live there are Europeans. They're basically colonialists who have destroyed life for the poor people who were living there to begin with. They've simply taken over their destiny, their civilization, their land, and they have murdered tens of thousands of them. So, of course, the people around the area are quite alarmed by having these freaks in Israel killing people constantly. And so when they see a vulture flying into their area, then it says Tel Aviv University, of course the peasants are going to be upset. Of course they're going to suggest it's a Zionist plot. There have been a lot of plots that are even stranger than that by the Zionists. Look at Monica Lewinsky. Nice little Jewish girl goes to the to the White House, seduces the president, and one day after the president disses the prime minister of Israel, Netanyahu, by not meeting with him, but meeting with the Arafat, the head of the Palestinian state, or what would have been if it had been recognized. And the next day, newspapers go viral. The Jewish newspapers in America start printing this scandal about Monica Lewinsky, which they weren't printing before. They had it sitting in their bucket, hanging around the president's neck. The president knew that these Jewish newspapers were out there with that information, but he assumed they weren't going to do anything. But the moment that he dissed the prime minister of Israel, they released the story the very next day, and it went viral. And so thinking that sharks attacking people in Egypt were put there by the Mossad, hey, if they're going to put a little slut in the White House with the president, well, why wouldn't they put a shark in the water around Egypt? I mean, they've done other weirder things, like they were trying to, in the Lavan affair, get Israeli agents to blow up American buildings in Egypt with the idea of getting America to fight a war for Israel there. That was the Lavan affair, but America found out about it. Lavan was the Israeli defense minister. It was named after him, the Lavan affair. His plan was to get America to fight the Israeli-Egyptian war. And the way to do it was to blow up some American buildings and claim it was done by Egyptian radicals. This is the kind of cutthroat thing that you get from Israel. Now, Israel's a freak show. I don't think it's out of the question that they'd send a vulture over with cameras to take pictures of what's going on over in Saudi Arabia. I could imagine them also putting a shark into waters off Egypt to get people to come to Israel rather than Egypt for their vacation so they can make that money. I mean, you know, we laugh at it and all that, but you know what? It may not be that far from the truth. That's the sad part. That's the sad part. It's that Israel's been so disgusting to its neighbors and in terms of killing people and even burning them to death, blowing up houses with families inside. And it's done this all during its career as a crap country over there. That these other things, they may be laughable, but they could very easily also be true. I have no love in my heart for Israel. I have no hatred in my heart for Israel either. I have disgust. I have disgust for Israel based on its activities and its actions and its behavior. But I used to love Israel. I was, when I was in Europe, I remember reading Exodus, the fictionalized story of the development of Israel. And I was in West Germany, and